Very good day to you. Welcome to another program of From Word to Word. Robin Diodad here. Reminder that this program comes to you at the compliments of the Environment Management Consultancy, EMC, Ghana's leading environmental management service provider, a promoter of green growth in Guyana. Our word for the environment today, ecosystem, ecosystem, eco, it's eco plus system. Definition from one of the dictionaries, the complex of a community or organism in its environment, functioning as an ecological unit. Well, we'll have to break that down a little bit for you. Sid Perkins said that influx of fresh water alters the ocean's saltiness, a factor that influences the makeup of the ecosystem. So anything that comes in to the place where a community of organisms are can affect it. William K. Stevens said, global warming, if it proceeds as many scientists predict it would, threatens to undo decades of conservation work and could mean the destruction of various types of species within Earth's population. And a note from the Merriam-Webster dictionary, the word eco now is used in almost everything. It was in fact coined by Ernest Haeckel, a German zoologist, in 1866. He called it ecology, but spelled O-E-K-O-L-O-G-I-E, from a Greek word O-I-K-O-S, meaning home or a place to live. The ecology is where all these animals, plants, including us, would live. Its meaning had broadened to embrace plant habitats. The related term ecosystem was proposed by the British botanist Arthur Tansley after one of his own professors translated Haeckel's word, and ecosystem itself has been appropriated quite freely in many things. You have eco-education, pop culture ecosystem, the mobile ecosystem, having nothing to do with life. Well, it does, but not plant life or animal life. Here's a more straightforward definition of ecosystem in the environmental sense from the National Geographic Encyclopedia section. An ecosystem is a geographical area where plants, animals, and other organisms, as well as weather and landscape, they all work together to form a bubble of life. Ecosystems contain biotic or living parts, as well as abiotic, non-living parts, like rock and so forth. Biotic factors include the plants, the animals, and the other organisms. The abiotic would include rocks, as we said, temperature, humidity, and so forth. So you've got a good sense there. Let's close with this quote from Barbara Ward, who said, "We have forgotten how to be good guests, how to walk lightly on the earth as its other creatures do." Let's just remind you that this program comes to you with the compliments of the Environmental Management Consultants, EMC, Ghana's leading environmental management service provider, a promoter of green growth in Guyana. That's it for today. Join us next time for another program of From Word to Word.